This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. senators passed a bipartisan debt limit deal Thursday night, approved overwhelmingly by the House of Representatives, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
On this vote, the yeas are 63, the nays are 36. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
And with that, the debt ceiling budget package negotiated between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy goes to the president for his signature. While the final bill leaves neither Republicans nor Democrats fully pleased, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says,
"We knew we'd need to come together for a solution like the one that passed tonight. And so I'm happy to stand here passing this critical legislation to support our families, preserve vital programs, and most importantly, avoid catastrophic default."
In a statement, Biden calls the bipartisan agreement a big win for our economy and the American people. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Three people, including a young girl, were killed during a Russian missile strike in Kyiv on Thursday after an air raid shelter they rushed to failed to open, according to witnesses. Matthew Lartonda reports.
In this attack, the Ukrainian military says Russia used 10 missiles and all of them were shot down. But the city's mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, says a fragment caused the deaths.
"Yes, of course. People were angry. People were angry. It's not the war. It's genocide against Ukraine, against Ukrainian people from Russia."
Russia has accused Ukraine's forces of increasing their own shelling on border regions in recent weeks, including wounding 8 people Thursday.
That was Matthew Lartonda with Reuters reporting. For details and much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Canada has deployed the military to its eastern province of Nova Scotia to help fight the wildfires burning through the region. According to officials, thousands of people in Nova Scotia have been forced to flee their homes because of the blazes. Nova Scotia said Thursday that it has 16 active wildfires, with 4 of the fires burning out of control. Countries that use the euro currency have seen a drop in inflation. We get more on that story from AP correspondent Karen Chalmers.
Europe's inflation took a positive turn with a significant drop to 6.1%. The annual figure in May eased from 7% in April for the 20 countries that use the euro currency. The drop is a welcome sign that the explosion in price increases, which peaked in record double digits last October, is heading in the right direction. However, prices are still posing a pinch to shoppers. Economists warn it will be many months before normal levels of inflation are reflected in price tags in shops. I'm Karen Chamas.
Is your money stored on Cash App safe? We get more from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is warning that customers of Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App should not store their money with these apps for long term because the funds may not be covered by deposit insurance. Money stored on a payment app is not being held in a traditional bank account. So if there's an event similar to a bank run with these payment apps, those funds may not be protected. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation insures bank accounts up to $250,000. The CFPB says generally, by default, these apps are not covered by deposit insurance. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
At Thursday's Scripps National Spelling Bee, 14-year-old Deb Shaw of Florida correctly spelled the word samafly.
P-S-A-M-M-O-P-H-I-L-E, samophile.
That is correct.
Shaw takes home the $50,000 cash prize, $50,000 that is. In other news, Sweden is claiming to go smoke-free. Sweden, which has the lowest rate of cigarette smoking in the European Union, is now close to declaring itself smoke-free, defined as having fewer than 5% daily smokers in the population. Some experts credit the decades of anti-smoking campaigns and legislation, while others point to the prevalence of snus, a smokeless tobacco product that is banned elsewhere in the EU but is marketed in Sweden as an alternative to cigarettes. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.